Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, a very happy Tim Dyer from Nevada Copper. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, James Smack, Trey Abney, and Chip Evans. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the Eldorado Hotel Casino.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
What has the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Tim Dyer. He is Vice President of Environment and External Relations for Nevada Copper. In the news big time, and your company must be one of the happiest companies in the world with the lands bill passing through the Congress to the president signing. What were your thoughts when you finally knew it was actually going to happen? It's been so long.
Probably a dent in the ceiling in my office when I heard that it got passed. We had a sense we were monitoring it very closely, so we had a pretty good sense that it was going to pass, and the whole delegation was working on getting it passed. This was the Senate. It had already passed the House. So once it passed the Senate and got regular reports from Senator Reid and Senator Heller's office, and it's a scramble during those times.
So let's just do a quick recap of what the Cromnibus bill, the land exchange, did for Nevada Copper.
We weren't in the Cromnibus. We were in the Defense Authorization Bill.
Defense Authorization.
And legitimately, by the way, everybody said, why are you, there was some question as to putting land bills in the defense bill. Copper is a strategic metal, so it actually is germane to the national defense.
But it's a land transfer. I mean, it's a transfer. Yeah. It's a transfer to the city of Urington.
Correct.
So 10,000 acres?
Yes.
10,000 acres.
Just a little over 10,000 acres.
A little over 10,000 acres that used to be managed by the
Bureau of Land Management,
which now go to the city of Urington, which includes Nevada Copper. But they're also looking at doing some other things there.
Yeah, the parcel, the whole 10,000-acre parcel was designed to be a logical piece. We had consultations with senior advisors. That said, don't create isolated parcels in BLM. I think, Paul, you're a little bit aware of that. The BLM tries to get away from having either isolated private parcels inside or vice versa. So the whole objective there was to create a unified parcel that both served achieve that objective.
Not checkerboarded. Like not checkerboarded. You look at a land map in Nevada, and yep. a lot of it's checkerboarded back from the old railroad
right.
days,
right.
private and federal land.
Right. So this consolidated the private parcel to serve both the mine. We forecast that of that 10,000 acres, somewhere between 4,000 and 5,000 will be dedicated to the mine. And then the rest of it will be used for commercial, industrial, and then the recreational facilities.
So what does it do? I mean, it streamlines a process for you. Now you don't have to go to the feds every time you want to drill a hole.
Correct. You look at other mining companies operating in Nevada. Almost all of them have some federal land. So you could have a mine that has 5,000 acres. If you have 100 acres on federal land, you're completely subject to federal permitting
entry
processes.
And the whole operation. Yeah.
So what I emphasize to people is that we're doing everything exactly the same because the state and federal standards, environmental standards, are conformed now. So whether you're under state regs or federal regs, you're doing the same thing. It's the process that changed. The federal process is very onerous.
Okay, so bottom line, though, is that this is one of the benefits from whatever party of having the majority or the minority leader in the Senate being from your state.
It's no
the
question.
Ability to attach a bill like this to a must-pass bill.
Correct. I mean, clearly having Senator Reid, he was a champion. We had consultations early with him. He was supportive of it, and people don't understand how difficult it is to get things done in the Senate. So even if you're Senate Majority Leader, it's
and
not
that may
easy.
Change. That may change in 2015.
Well,
right?
We'll see. There's still a thing called Rule 22, the cloture rule, where any single senator
votes, yeah.
can put a hold on a bill. And that's the challenge with getting anything done in the Senate. Even the National Defense Authorization Act had a torturous path to passage.
All right, let me go to a nuts and bolts scenario here. So now that this is passed, practical terms, what are we going to see? Nevada Copper in Urington, and over what time period?
Over the next, between now and 3 years from now, I think we'll see a ramp up of construction of the mine. We are already under construction. Part of the strategy we adopted 3 years ago was to we had the opportunity to develop a smaller underground mine completely on private land. So we did demonstrate that under state regs, we could move much more quickly, and we got the permits for what we call the stage one mine, which is a $350 million investment, and we are moving forward on that right now.
How fast did the money open up after this bill was passed? Because let's face it, in Nevada, it's been very difficult for the mines that aren't the two major mining companies to raise funds, and your company, Nevada Copper, was in that position. So how quickly after this bill passed were the banks willing to talk?
Well, we announced the financing that we did, $200 million financing, about a week after the bill was passed. And clearly we've gotten signals from the international investment community that says, take the risk out of the project and you become more financeable. The biggest risk in the U.S. is federal regulatory things. And that's why, like Congressman Amedee was so supportive of this and why he's pushing for the streamlining permitting process in the next Congress, because it shouldn't take 7 years, it shouldn't take 5 years to permit a mine.
How many jobs were going to be created just at Nevada Copper over the next 10 years?
Our stage one that we're building right now will have about 400, and then we'll add another 900 to the as we get the open pit project going. And again, this expedites that open pit project by several years.
All right. So what about roads? What about housing? What about water?
Well, interestingly, we have water. We have an agreement with the city of Yerington. We're going to be a water customer. We might be the only mine in Nevada that has city water. And we think we're going to have city sewer. We're working very closely with the city to do city sewer. And the highways and rail transportation are right there. We will have to build a short access road from the highway to our property, but it's like 2 miles. We're now 4 miles from a power line with the land transfer. We were looking at 22 miles before. Now we can go 4 miles to the east and connect to an NV Energy existing line. So the benefits are huge in terms of not only benefits to the project, but expediting it and getting it done more quickly.
Okay, how many builders are looking to get into the market now to build the housing that's going to be needed for 1,300 new workers and their families?
Well, I would expect that we'd see maybe half a dozen builders. Some of the bigger builders, I think, will take interest.
Because, you know, Elko had such a problem for such a long time in getting people to realize that, you know, mining was here to stay.
Well, you know, and that's part of, I think, copper mining, if you look at the history of copper mining, you know, and I've been in it for 20 years now, is it tends to be much more long-term. We forecast that our open pit mine will go for 22 years, but we haven't finished exploring. In fact, that's our initial expenditure in next year, is to drill some more holes to see there's more copper there. We believe that, and we have to drill it to prove it. So,
all right, let's take a break. More with Tim Dyer when we return.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipoFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipoFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the beaming Tim Dyer, Vice President of Environment and External Relations for Nevada Copper.
So, Tim, Nevada Copper, this is on a historic site, right? This is or near historic site in Yerington.
No, actually, we're about 4 miles from downtown Yerington, and we're on the east side of the valley. So this has never been mined before. It was discovered in the 60s by exploration, but never developed.
So when you're developing a new piece of property, you do have to put in the infrastructure, like Sam talked about. But besides the mine, are you going to be processing the copper there? Are you going to have a smelter, or are you looking at sending that off?
No, we'll be using a pretty conventional process in copper mining. It's called flotation, and the gold miners are using it at certain mines where you literally grind up the rock and you mix it in a solution, and the mineral likes to stick to a bubble. So you have a frothy tank, and the mineral floats to the top, and when you get done, it's like coffee grounds with about 27% copper. That gets shipped to a smelter somewhere. We don't plan to build a smelter.
So where do you ship that?
It's primarily going to go overseas because there's no smelter capacity in the U.S.
You're kidding.
Well, there's smelters. Bingham Canyon has a big smelter. But, for example, Kennecott right now had been shipping some of their concentrate overseas because they didn't have enough capacity at Bingham Canyon. I worked for Magma Copper Company, which, of course, owned the Robinson Mine in Ely earlier in my career, and we had the largest smelter in North America down in near Tucson. That's been torn down. So the smelter capacity is diminished.
So with having the feds streamline that process, having this land, does it make it easier to build a smelter in Yerington, or is it just easier to outsource that and send it off elsewhere to be processed?
Well, it's difficult to permit a smelter anyway.
Because of air quality.
Because it would be subject to federal air quality regs as a major air pollution source kind of thing. Even though smelters nowadays aren't very polluting, they still have the potential for a lot of emissions. So you have to go through a very onerous permitting process. I'll just say I've permitted smelters. We were permitting our smelter expansions in Arizona, and a new smelter would take probably 5 to 10 years to permit.
Almost as long as it took to get this deal.
Yeah. No, and you know, when you look at investment, and you know, it's going to, Kennecott spent $1 billion on their smelter expansion in Salt Lake City. And it did take them, I think, somewhere between 5 and 10 years to get the permits to build it. Okay. So there's not a lot of incentive to build permits in the U.S. They go to China because they can say, let's build a smelter, and they build it.
Okay, so let's talk about customers for this copper. Is the copper already bought before it comes out of the ground?
Well, in fact, part of our financing was what we call an offtake agreement, which means that there's a party that deals in metal transactions, and we've committed to selling a portion of our concentrate to them. Once, whether it's Kennecott in Salt Lake City or Freeport in Arizona or us in Nevada, once that concentrate leaves that property, it goes into this this pool of concentrate that gets traded and sold all over the world. You don't know where it'll end up. It may go in Korea or China, or it might go to Salt Lake City to the smelter there. It's a fluid market, basically, once it gets off the mine site.
How deep are you planning to go with the underground mine?
Well, the shaft will go down to about 2,100 feet. So we're going to be about the depth of the Freedom Tower here in sometime late January.
Are you going to have to dewater at all?
We do dewater. Honestly, our dewatering needs are fairly nominal compared to some other mines in Nevada that are pumping a lot of water. And you just have to manage the water. It's just something you deal with.
And where does it go?
Right now, we can't use the water, so we're reinfiltrating it under state engineer permits. Nevada State Engineer requires you to build ponds to reinfiltrate it, so we have a number of ponds around that we're reinfiltrating. Once we start processing, we'll actually consume the majority of that water in it.
After it's treated.
Yeah. Well, no, we won't have to treat it. We'll be pumping from wells to dewater both the open pit and the underground mine. So it's kind of
it's good water.
Yeah, it's fine water. I mean, you can't drink it. That Mason Valley tends to have a little bit elevated levels of things that don't qualify it for drinking water. So if you have to drink it, you have to treat it.
Right. Okay, listen, what a pleasure to have you back on the program.
My pleasure.
It's finally done. Congratulations to everybody at Nevada Copper for hanging in there all this time. And we look forward to the next 3 years and this huge expansion of the Arrington area and jobs, money, everything else.
We'll keep you posted.
Oh, you'll be back. Trust me. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Nevada Newsmakers 11th Annual Teen Edition is sponsored by Pro Group Management, the Retail Association of Nevada, the Nevada Trucking Association, Valley Electric Association, and the El Dorado Hotel Casino.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield wants to know, what's your health insurance IQ?
True or false? Anyone can sign up for health coverage any time of year.
True?
Sorry, most people can only sign up for health insurance once a year during the open enrollment period. Whether you're switching or signing up for the first time, you are required by law to have health coverage.
True.
Yep. Most people were required to have health coverage starting in 2014.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield can help protect your family's health with one easy call to enroll in health coverage and find out if you're eligible for financial help.
Did you know all their plans cover doctor visits, prescription drugs, hospital stays, and more?
Yes, with $0 preventive care to help keep me healthy.
So call now for a free quote. There's less time to enroll this year, so make sure your new coverage is in place before the deadline. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Call us at 1-866-768-9306 for a free quote. That's 1-866-768-9306.
Are you hungry? Come enjoy our $5.99 breakfast, lunch, or dinner special value menu. Cheddar Jack cheese omelet, burger and fries, super sloppy Joe and fries, plus much more. Eat at Joe's, corner of South Virginia and Neal.
Recycled Furniture Midtown Reno has been family-owned and operated for over 30 years. We buy and sell only quality-use furniture. With inventory arriving daily, we price our merchandise to sell quickly. For great deals on slightly used furniture that's new to you, come see us at Recycled Furniture.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, James Smack is here, the former Nevada Republican National Committeeman. Trey Abney is Director of Government Relations for the Chamber. And Chip Evans is a host with America Matters Media. Pleasure to have you all here. So the first thing I wanted to start out with was the new Obama plan revealed before his State of the Nation here, talking about free community college, where the federal government will pay 75% and the state government will pay 25%. Your thoughts, sir?
I don't think it's a bad idea, but how are we going to pay for it? That's the primary thing is that we already have $18 trillion in debt. How are we going to pay for such a large expansion of government?
But why is it even a good idea?
Well, it's a good idea because it sounded like from what I was hearing that it's basically for retraining. It's for getting folks that are the long-term unemployed and that retrained into another field so they can find employment in the new economy. On the face of it, that's a fantastic idea. The concern I have is where's the money going to come from on the federal government side? I mean, we're already running large deficits on a year-in and year-out basis. What are we going to cut to make this work? I don't think it's a bad program, to be honest. I think it's a good idea. But I think that we need to find something to cut to make it happen.
Well, and also looking at the 25% on the state level, mm-hmm. Are you willing to put up that in addition to the money that's really yours that's coming out of the federal government? Let's move the questioning to Trey.
Well, I agree with everything James just said. We're spending all Chinese dollars right now. That's what we spend at the federal government because we spend deficit dollars. So when we can balance the budget and then figure out where this new money is going to come from, then I think it's a wonderful idea. And at the state level, we're already paying for expanded Medicaid patients. We already don't have enough for mental health and education in this state. Where are we going to come up with the 25% to cover it? Great idea. It always comes down to money.
I agree.
Chip?
Terrific idea. Not only a great idea, terrific idea. And, you know, in the big scheme of things, this is what money's supposed to be for the government, is helping deal with large social issues. And so an undereducated population that's not prepared to enter the business community and jobs that are current, it's probably our number one priority. You know, I'd give up a bomber here or there to do that.
Okay, but let me ask you this. I mean, you know, it's not just about retraining the area of the community that needs help, but isn't this about sending kids to community college from high school?
Well, that's a big part of it as well. So
why we don't, you know, in England, they separate the wheat from the chaff at 16 years of age. You're either going to university or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
And here we maintain everybody through 18, and then now we want to give them another couple of years in community college. It seems to me there's something wrong with this picture, and I'm kind of surprised at all of you.
Well, you know, actually, I don't know the specifics on what's being proposed at the moment, but we have a big effort underway here in Nevada right now to put people into trade schools out of high school. And what's the channel for that? It's the community colleges that are
right.
being asked to step
right, but
up
people
and train
are, but aren't people paying for that?
Well, I think, yeah, they are, but we subsidize, you know,
well,
junior college now.
And Sam, to your point, I would agree with you. People need to have skin in the game as well. And it is so easy now to get federal loans. You know, if you have such a low income, you can't afford it. It's not that hard to get federal loans to go to school. I'm still paying off my student loans and will be for quite a while. So I think it is important we have skin in the game. When you get something for free, you don't value it as much.
But then you also have trades, people like you, that have student loans that you're going to be paying off for a while. There's friends of mine that I'm in my late 40s that are still paying on their student loans from when I went to school with them back in the mm-hmm. late 80s mm-hmm. and have no end in sight on those. And that's another scary proposition that you're spending your entire life paying off your student loans that, yeah, might get you a little bit better standing in life, but then you've still got this student loan albatross hanging over your neck for the rest of your life. And I'm beginning to sound like Chip here a little bit, but it's really something that is harmful to a lot of folks my age that are still having to pay on that on top of everything else that raising their family and looking at putting their own kids through college at this point in time.
Sam, you're familiar with the European model. There are a bunch of countries over there that don't force people to pay for higher education, and they have a well-educated population. They aren't people that don't take advantage of the education system or just, you know, sitting there wasting people's time and money. We can set up a system like that here. We're not We can do as well as the Europeans.
Right, but decisions are made early on. You know, you don't have people going to college and not knowing what they're going there for. Mm-hmm. You know, and saying, well, I'll figure out what my major is going to be when I've been there a couple of years. I mean, that just seems like we're wasting time, and it's part of a social society, not necessarily work-related.
Well, you know, we miss the fact here. You know, the average person graduating from college these days probably going to have 6 or 7 different careers. So I think somebody...
But do we have to expected, do individually, know, we all have to pay for them?
Well, if we get them generally educated, they're going to be able to do that. Why are they going to those different careers? Because those are the ones that provide opportunities. And a lot of times, they're leaving situations that aren't working.
Okay, about 10 seconds.
My concern is how we're going to pay for it. I mean, on a state level, on a federal level, both. On the face of it, it does seem like a good idea, especially if we can pivot and also put trade schools in there as well as community colleges. It's a great idea, Chip.
He took your last 10 seconds. We're out of time. Thanks all for being here. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Your mouth does a lot of things for you every single day. So make sure you take absolute care of it. At Absolute Dental, our friendly staff will give your smile the absolute care it deserves. Like free teeth whitenings, $1,500 off braces, all your wisdom teeth removed for just $1,299, and lots more. And it doesn't matter if you have insurance or not. We're here to work out a way to make it affordable. Give your mouth the absolute care it deserves. Give us a call or visit AbsoluteDental.com.
Well, it was a very good year, Mo.
Thanks, boss.
Not so fast. How about all that money you gave away on your deals? But here's a bonus anyway.
And here comes another year with Mo finding you huge savings on a new 2015 Dodge Journey. Now sale priced at just $23,000 even. Forget MSRP and dealer markup. Just $23,000 for all this.
Nobody beats a Reno Dodge deal. Nobody.
See our entire inventory right now at RenoDodge.com.
There's never been a better time to switch to AT&T U-verse high-speed internet. That's because now, with a qualifying internet bundle, you get to choose a free device. You'll get reliable internet that works when and how you want it. Plus, pick a new device. Now that's a win-win.
Call AT&T to choose the Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 for internet in the palm of your hand. Or choose the free Samsung 32-inch TV for watching your favorite shows and movies.
Get U-verse high-speed internet. It's fast and affordable. With AT&T, you can connect all your Wi-Fi devices and save on smartphone and tablet data usage at home. That means more money in your pocket.
So get U-verse high-speed internet for just $24.95 a month for 12 months with a qualifying bundle and a one-year price guarantee. And choose a free Samsung Galaxy Tab 4 or a free Samsung 32-inch TV.
Just call one of our experts to switch today. Go ahead. The choice is yours. Get a connection you can count on with U-verse high-speed internet. Then choose your free device. Only with AT&T.
On our next broadcast, the topic is a doozy, Common Core. We'll see you on the next broadcast.